Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Scott Arno being back on the show. Scott is a longtime great member of our Brain Trust. He's our cybersecurity expert. He is the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions, and he is an attorney and also one of the top experts on the planet. All the credentials that you need to be a world-class cybersecurity expert, and he's our good friend. Scott, welcome back.
Always great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So, Scott, I was telling the audience that you've got some things to talk to us about today that most of us have probably never heard of. I had never heard of deepfakes. deepfakes. Tell us what deepfakes means.
Oh, it's deepfakes.
Deepfakes
are...
Flakes.
Some of it is a little flaky, but I digress. It's a new program that basically focuses on creating fake video content. The main way it works is to take someone's face and put it elsewhere. Like the way we typically see it now is really creepy because it's sort of in the early days. So who adopts it first? Pornography does. So what we're running into in these deep, dark corners of the internet are very convincing-looking fake videos using the face of usually famous actors placed on the face of people in a pornography video, and then those are spread around. There's also been a few sort of ha-ha funny kind of videos taking politicians and having them say things, which they didn't actually say, but since it looks convincing, it looks just like them saying whatever it is.
Can you say fake news?
Massively fake news.
That's what we're talking about, fake news.
Well, the problem you run into here, certainly one of the early things people are worried about is being deployed as fake news or as politics, things like that. Obviously, like, let's say a few days before a tightly contested election, suddenly a video comes out of a politician doing or saying something that looks really, really bad. Mm-hmm. It could be used that way. Now, on the flip side, let's say a legitimate video comes out of a politician doing something they really shouldn't have. This is going to be a defense saying, it's clearly fake.
Right.
Now, these things can be detected eventually using forensics, but, of course, that takes a few days. And the way the news cycle tends to work, you don't really have a few days to work with. You've got a few minutes.
Right.
And we're sort of in a place now where a lot of the way we digest news is basically seen as not we look at the facts to inform our opinions. In a lot of cases, we look at our opinions to inform our facts.
Right.
So if we hear or see something about someone we don't like that makes them look bad, we tend to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's good. I think it's pretty bad, actually. So that's going to be a problem. And keep in mind, this also can move beyond the obvious with the pornography use and the politics.
Right.
Let's say, on a personal level, someone wants to do something to ruin you or ruin your business. Let's say this stuff's going to get better. Right now, it's mostly used against celebrities and politicians because there are a lot of pictures, which makes it easier to make convincing-looking fakes. As the software gets better, you're going to have instances where, let's say, someone wants to ruin someone else's marriage with a fake sex tape, something
right.
like that.
That's right.
Let's say someone wants to ruin someone's business by showing something that looks really societally unacceptable
mm-hmm.
or looks like they're doing something very dishonest and spreads that out there. And again, the way news tends to work is the sensationalist bad news is what goes viral and makes the headlines. Whereas the stuff where you're going, that was completely fake.
So Scott, we get the technology, we get the application.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to start talking about the ethics of this kind of capability being available? At what point in time Are we going to start saying just because we can doesn't mean that we should? When are we going? Is this another example of where our technology is giving us a capability that we're still not prepared to regulate individually, not governmentally, but individually as an ethical situation?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. There have been some early rumblings from politicians. Marco Rubio and Mark Warner in the Senate have both talked about how this is a very big threat, and they're trying to get a lot of the companies to take steps to stop it. A number of websites already block these videos. The thing is, as the videos get better, they're going to be harder and harder to detect.
Well,
the way the software works...
The problem is if mm-hmm. we can't stop... But see, government's not going to be able to regulate this. Each one of us is going to have to say, this is not acceptable. This is going to getting to the point mm-hmm. where it could actually make things dangerous for us. I don't know. It could be an individual danger. Or it could be a national danger. We've got to start rejecting this kind of capability, folks. We just have to. Quick break. Right back with Scott Arno.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.